perfectly, and he was identified for us by one of his old co-workers.
The man gestured for Joe to follow him.
I assume you are able to pay the bounty in full? There is a hefty incentive for us to hold on to him, so...
No worries there. I'm that Joe. Joe wasn't trying to be braggadocious, but he needed the man to know who he was dealing with. You know, the one that held the number one spot for contribution during the Wolfman War?
No kidding. Guess you have the cash, then.
Joe couldn't see it, but the smile under the man's mask was a happy one at this point. They stopped outside of a small butcher shop, and Joe was waved in.
He's in there, just like you asked. Two others are waiting in there with him.
Excellent. Joe strode forward, opening the door, and walking forward until he saw who he had been hunting for. Purple robe, check. Smug look, even though he was in a bad situation, check. Hey there! You remember how you silenced me in the middle of a battle? Right before that elite would have been destroyed by me? Three more people died before it could be taken down. I'm here to return the favor, traitor. You can't kill me, brat. Just because you killed the true leader of the college doesn't make you immune to their laws. The mage sneered and spit at Joe. The spittle struck a glittering shell that Joe wore all the time now and slowly slid off.
I don't care what the king said. The college would never forgive someone who killed a member in good standing. You want to go back to being hunted like an animal?
I'd rather have someone hunting me openly than someone who betrays his people. And, of course, you dislike me having killed the old Archmage. You basically had all the power you could ever want. This is making so much sense now. Anyway, shadows had been building around the mage, and only Joe's gesture to solidify them brought them to his notice. Before he could even scream, bolts of darkness penetrated his body from multiple angles and stole his consciousness. "Did you catch his name by chance?" "I'd like to inform the college of his passing," Joe inquired of the bounty hunters while waiting for the mage to expire. The two men looked at each other, and after a drawn-out second, the one on the left spoke.
"Sure did. Master Mage of Silence, Reggie."
"You have committed regicide. As the person you just murdered was a racial traitor, you have been granted a preemptive pardon for any action taken against them, though no experience can be gained. Keep up the good work."
This concludes Regicide by Dakota Kraut. Narrated by Vikas Adam. Copyright 2018 by Dakota Kraut. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Dakota Kraut and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.